This is the STN Sports Report with Brad Kurtzberg. Join the show now by emailing us at thestn@live.com or send us a tweet at @thestn. The STN Sports Report with Brad Kurtzberg starts now.
We also, of course, will be discussing everything relating to the Super Bowl. But first, it is my pleasure to bring on our guest tonight. He is one of the preeminent hockey photographers in the world, and he has a new book out called Hockey's Greatest Photos, the Bruce Bennett Collection. My pleasure to welcome Bruce Bennett. Bruce, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Brad?
I am great. It's a pleasure to have you here on the show, and I really, really loved this book. You start off with introductions by Wayne Gretzky and Martin Brodeur. You can't do too much better in the hockey world than arguably the greatest player and the greatest goalie writing your introductions. But well, first, how did you manage to select these photographs? You've attended more than 5,000 games total as of July 1st of this year, according to the book. How did you narrow it down to the photographs you ended up selecting for this book?
Well, it's 40 years of photography, and we're looking at over 2 million images. I actually went through around 600,000. Some of those were in digital form, and others were in negative print and slide form. And pretty much just cut down to around 8,000 the first time I went through the 600,000. Well, actually, I think I got to 25,000, then took it down to 8,000. And then the next cut from there really took it down to around 200, and then I had to go back into the 8,000 and try to bring it back up to 250. So it was a little complicated. It was a long process. There was a lot of back and forth. Had some editors at Getty Images give me a hand, kind of looking through things and give me some thoughts. But at the end, I think we did end up with my favorite 246 pictures.
Well, these are fantastic photographs, and they really run the gamut. You started covering as a photographer in the mid 1970s. How did you get into this business?
A naive 18-year-old kid from Long Island took some pictures from the balcony at Madison Square Garden, and also from the photo box, which I snuck into at Nassau Coliseum. And sent some pictures up to the Hockey News, which was then based up in Montreal, and asked them if they needed a photographer in New York. And strangely enough, a letter came back to me about a month later from Ken McKenzie, the founder and publisher of the Hockey News, and he was like, sure, we'll give you $4 a photo. Can you get into the games on your own, or would you like us to arrange for a press pass? So I went for the press pass.
Wise move, and the rest, as they say, is history. When you were looking through all those photographs, trying to narrow that down, what were you looking to put into this book? What made a photograph stand out most for you?
Well, that's a tough one. I think part of the genesis of the book, or the genesis of the collection that I have, it's based on historic moments. So it was very important for me, even if a photograph wasn't necessarily a great image, but it was that frozen moment in time, that was something that needed to be included in the book. The next portion of what I needed was a mix of different teams, a mix of forwards, defensemen, goalies, and pretty much a smattering of creative images. I really wanted to cover it from all angles, and I think what we did was, I guess when I got to the editing phase down to around 8,000, I started throwing photographs into digital folders listed like older action, generic hockey images, historic images, And in that way, I was able to get a better scope of making sure I had everything covered that I wanted to have in the book.
And you really do cover the gamut. I mean, you have some great Olympic shots in here, and you have everything from, you know, like you said, historic moments to fights to just some images that are just fantastic photographs, even if a lot of people won't necessarily recognize all of the players involved. So, I mean, just an unbelievable cross-section of photographs that you include. Is there one image in here that you selected just because personally it said something more to you than it might to anyone else who maybe doesn't know the story behind the photograph?
Well, you know, there are a few images in there that I'd have to call favorites, but over the last 4 months or so since the book has come out, I think my list of favorites changed depending on which day of the week it is. But I guess the one that really gets, one of the images that gets the most reaction to people and is the picture of Mike Bossy holding the flaming hockey stick. Of course, this was done way before digital imaging, so the flame is real, and the fire alarms at Nassau Coliseum did go off during the shoot. But that's one that picture seems to resonate with a lot of people. If people didn't know that I shot it, when they see the book, they usually say, "Oh, I remember that photo. I didn't even know you shot it."
And what inspired you to set that photo shoot up the way you did?
You know, thinking back, I'm sure I had a conversation with the editor of the Hockey News at that time, which was in April of 1980, and I'm sure we tossed about some ideas about, you know, he's the hottest player in the NHL, and somehow the idea of setting his stick on fire just came out of that brainstorming session. So myself and my assistant Brian Winkler did a little test back in our studio, dipping cotton in kerosene and then stapling it to the bottom of a wooden hockey stick and setting it on fire. And I think we probably just practiced that once, which probably wasn't a great idea, but we did it once and said, okay, that seems to work. And Mike was more than willing to sit still for about the full 10 seconds it took for us to shoot and have the flame go out. And as you said before, the rest is history.
You also have some just incredible images to me that sort of, you know, they say a picture is worth a thousand words. I'm looking right now at a photograph, for example, that you took of the 2014 Stanley Cup winning goal. And there you see the Los Angeles Kings starting the celebratory hug right near the goal. And then still in the crease, Henrik Lundqvist of the Rangers just showing his disappointment in the moment. It really does juxtapose very well the sort of the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
And really, when it comes down to it, what you really want when you shoot a hockey photograph or any sports photograph, besides having great action in an image, what you're really looking for are those two things, the joy of victory and the agony of defeat in the same frame. In that frame, that was shot from a camera that I had mounted up in the rafters, and since it was... I can't remember what game I shot yesterday. Oh, it was Islanders Minnesota, but I can't remember whether that game was. That must have been an overtime. So that was an overtime loss. The Rangers overtime loss for the Stanley Cup. I'm in the corner in the Zamboni corner, getting ready to go out on the ice for a cup presentation. So what I was doing was I was watching the game on the scoreboard and pushing a trigger to trigger the remote camera. So when I saw the goal on the scoreboard, I just held the button down, and it wasn't till probably a half hour, 45 minutes after the game, when we were able to retrieve the camera and see that there were some very usable images on that digital card.
You also have a great shot of what looks like a hip check of Dennis Potvin literally turning Hall of Famer Guy Lafleur head over heels, and Lafleur, no helmet, hitting the ice, his shoulder, his head. The puck is still in the photograph. A great shot of two Hall of Famers at the old Nassau Coliseum.
And also, that's actually one of the favorites, one of my favorite shots as well. I mean, in the early days, shooting film, you really wouldn't see until the next day or the day after when you'd get around to processing the film. You wouldn't even know what you had. If you had it, maybe it wasn't in focus. And back then, also, the camera motor drives were a lot slower. So when you're shooting at 3 frames a second, as opposed to these days when you're at 10 or 12 frames a second, your chances of getting that peak action back then were quite limited. In fact, recently our archivist out in the old Bruce Bennett archives out in Los Angeles came across the sleeve of negatives from that moment. And in the middle of this strip of 5 frames is really just that one frame that is good, because LaFleur's head is completely perpendicular to the ice and his face is on the ice. The other frames most of them are just blocked by another player who is skating by.
But yet that one picture perfectly captured the moment. I love this other photograph here, too, and there's so many great ones, but you have a photograph from the All-Star Game in 2012, which was up in Ottawa, and you have the Sedin twins sitting in front of their jerseys in the locker room wearing, you know, just shorts and sneakers, and yet it almost looks like you're looking in a mirror. It's a symmetrical image of the two of them doing the exact same thing with the opposite leg.
And you know what the funny thing is about that photograph is I shot it, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, that's an award winner. And even the editors, when I brought the digital card back to the editors, I said, wait till you see the mirror image of these two guys pulling on their socks the same way, and then they put on their skates the same way. It was insane. And the editor didn't get it. He goes, well, like, what's the big deal? And a lot of people who look at that image just go, huh, okay, so there's a little symmetry to the photograph, and, you know, big deal. I'm like, no, these guys are identical twins. They're crazy to watch on the ice, how they know where each other is at any moment in time. And here they are just dressing virtually in a mirror. It was a crazy shot.
Unbelievable. You also have a great photograph. It's dated November 1983 of Bobby Clark, the toothless look, just the intensity that you're able to capture. And Clark, obviously, hockey fans know, one of the more intense players in hockey history, one of the better leaders in recent hockey history. And you just captured sort of the focus of a Bobby Clark and the intensity of a Bobby Clark in that shot.
And, you know, back then, and I remember that, you know, the shot being black and white, that was during the early days. Our photo positions at the old Nassau Coliseum were right next to the penalty box, and you were so close to the players, you would smell the liniment as the players would rush by. You actually felt like you were in the game. But the main thing about that position, you were able to get tight images of the players' faces. You can't get that spot in many arenas, although there are a few now, even Barclays Center now and then will get between the benches. In New Jersey at Prudential Center will be between the benches now and then. And from those positions, getting the pictures of the players up close where you can see the sweat and you see the eyes, you can see the players are into the action. You know, it actually brings you into the sport when you can see how motivated these players are and how intense they are.
After 40-plus years of photographing hockey, do you have a player or maybe two or three players who are your favorite subjects, who are just special when you were able to get a photograph of them?
Well, I think Wayne Gretzky, of course, just because of all the records and his longevity in the sport. He was a really hard guy to photograph, and that's what I liked about him. He was a challenge, because a lot of times he would hang behind the play, and you had to be able to keep up with him and know where he was, even if the defenseman had lost track of him, because before you knew it, he would grab the puck, and he'd skate down ice, and he'd score. So I liked him pretty much because he was a challenge. In the early days, the Islanders had a guy, Thomas Janssen, little defenseman, mm-hmm. Swedish guy. And what I always loved about him, he made the craziest faces when he was out there on the ice. So it always led to good photos. For me, I always tell people it's really about seeing the players' faces. It's not so much the puck and the action. You want to be able to see what the player looks like and see it in his face that he's, you know, willing to go the whole distance to win the game.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. And you know, you have a great picture also here of looks like a handshake line after the game 7 of a playoff series at the Verizon Center between Sidney Crosby and Alexander Ovechkin. You know, arguably the two best players in the league today. And again, just the way you capture the emotion of the moment during that handshake and the personal rivalry between those two greats.
And I'll tell you a funny story about that one. That's what you waited for. You know, you shot the game. Those guys went at it the entire game, trading goal for goal. And then we get on the ice, and it's just myself and the Washington Capitals team photographer, Mitch Layton. And we had decided we would take opposite sides, so one of us would get the shot that looks best of the two of them. And so some of the shots I'd have Ovechkin and Crosby, and in the middle would be Mitch. And then some of his pictures, he had me in the middle. Somehow, along the line, as we were putting this book together with the folks at the Hockey News, somehow the picture of Mitch's picture got into the batch credited to me. And it wasn't until the last review of the book, looking through all the PDFs and saying, okay, this is good to go, that's a correct caption, that one of the editors up at the Hockey News got into the metadata of the photo just to check it out and realized that that was in fact Mitch Layton's photo, and Crosby's, you know, and Crosby was on the left side or the right side, and mine was just the reverse.
Huh. Save and a beauty then.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And, you know, here's another photo that it's sort of a time capsule, and yet the meaning of it changes now as we look back at it. You have a beautiful photograph of Phil Esposito, who was then general manager of the New York Rangers. It's dated September 1986, and he's standing right in between the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. Obviously, those buildings no longer with us. What do you remember about that shoot, and how has that photograph changed meaning for you since 2001?
Yeah, he had been named general manager and was willing to do a shoot for the cover of the Hockey News. And we got in a limo at Madison Square Garden, and I believe we did a shot on Broadway also in Times Square, but that didn't work out very well. And then we took him down to the Battery Park and did a photo with a Statue of Liberty in the background. But it wasn't until we took him over to the World Trade Centers and had him pose in the middle of those towers. That's where we came out with an image we liked. And that also, that's an image that technically is pretty subpar, pretty bad technique on my part. But it was one with a little digital imaging. We were able to save it and just balance out the exposure a little bit. And to me, that's just classic New York. And Phil, of course, was, you know, so personable and so easy to work with. I miss him a lot. You know, we don't see him around New York much anymore, but he's still floating down in Tampa, and he seems to be doing pretty well down there.
Yeah, Father of the Lightning, after leaving the Rangers organization, he really is responsible for hockey going to Tampa.
Yes, yeah.
Why don't you tell our listeners, Bruce, where they can get the book, and I'll tell you, so many exciting pictures and great shots, Hall of Famers and everything. Why don't you give our listeners an idea of how they can pick it up?
Sure. It's out there. It's on Amazon.com or Amazon.ca for anyone up in Canada. Also, I've seen it on Overstock.com and BarnesandNoble.com. Local stores, it's just hit or miss in the United States whether you can find it or not. But right now, the sure bet is buying it online.
All right. Bruce Bennett, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us. And like I said, fantastic work here. And I look forward to seeing you over at the Barclays Center next time I'm over there.
Thanks, Brad. We'll see you soon.
All right. Always a pleasure. Bruce Bennett. book, Hockey's Greatest Photos, the Bruce Bennett Collection, which is sponsored by the Hockey News, and forwards in this one by Wayne Gretzky and Martin Brodeur. Fantastic photographs, really covering the gamut of hockey history, both some great on and off the ice shots dating from the mid-70s all the way up to the present, and Bruce Bennett, none finer as far as hockey photographers right now out there. So I highly recommend any hockey fan pick up this book. Again, Hockey's Greatest Photos, the Bruce Bennett Collection. And thanks to Bruce for spending some time with us.